A little bit. I mean, you know, we're sort of there when you're four of them, you're there to be shot at probably, and but everything has gone well. The preparation has gone fantastic. The weather has picked up here. Track looks fantastic. You know, we couldn't be happier with the way things have gone so far.
Has Ruby Walsh made the right choice opting for Fahin?
I'm a Hurricane Fly fan, so I hope if Hurricane Fly doesn't win, Fahin does. And, you know, Hurricane Fly, of course, has a great owned in the north by Frank Boyd and Andrew Crichton.
Mm-hmm. How do you manage their expectations, Wooly, of all your owners out there? Because this is what they've dreamed of, really, isn't it? Coming to Cheltenham with a live chance.
That's it, yeah. But, I mean, I think everyone, you know, all experienced owners, they know what Cheltenham is like. They know the risk. They know the competition here is so fierce. Like, we have four favourites. Statistically speaking, one of those might win. Mm-hmm. It would be less than 1 in 4 percentage-wise for favourites to win. Mm-hmm. So people are thinking William Owen's going to have a great day with maybe 2 or 3 winners, or even 4. And statistically, like, if I come up with 1, I'm doing grand. Mm-hmm. So who knows? I'm just hoping, fingers crossed, everything has gone right so far.
And absolutely, and they all come home safe, I suppose, most importantly. Willie, what's your best chance of the week?
Best chance of the week, I suppose, probably Under Sophie stays up. It's going to be an exciting horse to watch, exhilarating the way he front-running style and just lets fly every time he meets a fence. But if he probably has the form, I'd say.